This is All Hands Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Tyrell Morris. The container ship MV Cape Ray and her crew deployed this week from Portsmouth, Virginia. Cape Ray is part of a DoD initiative to assist in the neutralization of serious chemical weapons. SecDef said the deployment is the first of its kind, as chemical weapons have never been destroyed on a vessel at sea in international waters. The Surface Navy is taking a page from the aviation community by standing up their own version of the highly selective Top Gun program. The heart of the new command will be the Surface Warfare Combat Training Continuum and will develop tactics, techniques, and procedures to raise tactical competence throughout the fleet. Commander, Naval Surface Force, U.S. Pacific Fleet, Vice Admiral Tom Copeman, said the Navy must instill a culture of tactical excellence. Surface warriors must excel in multiple missions, and the continuum will develop experts in many areas, including air, strike, electronic and undersea warfare, and ballistic missile defense. The Pentagon released a revision to the existing instruction on religious accommodation. While there are changes, the DoD's vision remains the same. The revisions allow commanders to ensure religious practices and expression are in accordance with the Navy's mission. One notable change includes SecNav's approval for religious grooming and appearance practices. This allows for greater uniformity in how our policies are decided and carried out. Check out the DoD instruction 1300.17 for more details on the changes. That's All Hands Radio News. For more information, go to Navy.mil, Navy.mil/underway, and Navy.mil/M.